From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Mr. Thundermug is the first book by author Cornelius Medvay. It's a novella, just over 100 pages, and it features an unusual protagonist, a character whose odd appearance goes largely unnoticed.
His heavy, chiseled face is rather like that of the stylized beasts carved in stone that guard so many doorways in this city. Perhaps that is why no one pays him any attention. His long dog's muzzle and whiskery cheeks recall those dark portraits of Victorian grandees with their lugubrious expressions and mutton-chop whiskers. This is his portrait. His head and shoulders are draped in a mane of thick hair that covers his upper body like a cape, the kind worn by a cyclist in the rain or by Sherlock Holmes. He has small, dark eyes set together under a battering ram forehead, which gives him an intense, concentrated expression, as if he is grappling with some philosophical problem.
As you might have picked up from that reading, the character, Mr. Thundermug, is a baboon with an unsettling mastery of human speech. Cornelius Medvay says the idea for the story about a talking baboon sprang from a dream, not one of his own dreams, but a dream a friend shared about baboons moving into a construction site on a residential street. Medvay thought the scenario was intriguing, though he did not know much about baboons at the time.
I had a sort of residual six-year-old's expertise in monkeys, but I hadn't really thought about baboons for a long time. And then I started to research them a little bit, and I was very taken with the baboon as well, because their appearance is very striking. The males especially have got this extraordinary shock of silvery white hair, like a kind of caricature of a mad scientist. And the idea of a creature looking like this and speaking kind of perfect human language, being very intelligent and articulate, was just really fascinating.
How did you develop his voice?
I imagined him from the beginning as being very articulate, and maybe with a slightly old-fashioned turn of phrase. And the cover of the American edition has this fantastic drawing of him with a sort of Sherlock Holmes smoking jacket and a fez on. And I think there is something slightly old-fashioned about his manner. And that's really how the voice developed.
Yeah, the dialogue almost sounds like it would spring from the mouth of David Niven or some other dashing Englishman.
Yeah, quite possibly. It's not really made clear how he learns all of this vocabulary, except that he's sitting in the police station on the windowsill watching their TV. So, I mean, who knows what films he's been watching.
There are moments where you almost forget that you're reading a story about an animal, and then suddenly you're sort of pulled into the animal world where the husband and wife are quite intimate, and then you realize that the greatest sign of intimacy is when one picks fleas off the other.
Yes. I wanted to keep, I think, the animal nature of the baboons in front of the reader. I think if you were seeing these baboons in front of you, you would be very conscious of their animal nature.
Cornelius, after getting to know Mr. Thundermug, he's quite proud and well-spoken, but he's treated like a total outsider, really a freak, and he doesn't accept his station. He marches his kids to school so they can learn how to read and write. Mm. There's a very human element to the story. Was this inspired by some group or someone and their individual push for equality or civil rights?
Not by any one group or person. I mean, in some levels, it's simply a kind of fantastical story with a lot of absurd humour in it. In other respects, there are some serious themes in it. The idea of how society treats people who are different from the normal run-of-the-mill and how people attempt to fit in. And I think rather than trying to take a particular group of people or a particular human character, by setting it in this fantasy world and having a baboon as the protagonist, you kind of detach it and make it a little bit more of a universal story.
Cornelius Medvay, it's been great talking to you. Thanks so much.
Thanks very much.
Cornelius Medvay is the author of Mr. Thundermug.